This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I was like, NFL, to start the season to be an 8.5-point underdog, I know the Eagles are loaded. I get it. They're the champs. It's home field. All the banners are going up tonight. I hear you. But it's just a lot to say to start the season that they're going to beat the Cowboys basically by 10 points. And I think a lot of people, Mike, are caught up on this Micah Parsons situation that right. They don't believe the Cowboys can get any pressure tonight because Parsons isn't out there, and all of a sudden they're going to fold up. I think it'll be a closer game. I do have the Eagles winning, but I don't know if they cover tonight. Weird things happen week one.
Right, and on the flip side, we know the Eagles vaunted defense they got after Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. This is Dak Prescott, who we have not seen in, like, what, months since we saw him here in Atlanta.
Since we saw him here.
And then, of course, you got George Pickens. How much is he going to be, you know, WR2, along with CeeDee Lamb? Cowboys' run game is non-existent. Their run game is just a bunch of mediocrity. So how much will they be able to establish it? Because I think if Dak's got to throw it 35 or more times, then the Eagles will cover that 8.5.
Yeah, that's going to be the real concern. Who's running the ball? Who's toting the rock for the Cowboys tonight? But we get football. The NFL will be underway, and we cannot wait. Can't wait for our Falcons either, guys, as we were up at Flowery Branch yesterday. A lot to kind of take in and process from Coach Ra and hearing from Michael Penix, our quarterback. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Also find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. As we continue to prepare, you said there was good news. I sat down here. We are literally outside of Napa Auto Parts. So if you drive by, blow your horn, man. We'll see you. We'll put our hands up. But you said there's good news, more good news for the Falcons today.
Yeah, man. I just saw it from a couple of posts from the media that is covering the Falcons. They got a chance to at least see some of the practice today. And the good news is Darnell Mooney, once again, in
pads. What's up, Darnell?
And in practice. So, again, from Miles Garrett, the other Miles Garrett, our buddy from Channel 5, he is out there and looks pretty good. So some videos up. He's in pads. Now, how much contact can he take? That's something maybe we'll get or we won't get from the media. But he looks ripped, Carl.
Shredded. I mean,
carved like a julienne salad, carved out of wood. But hopefully, man, he's got to go because we got WR2 along with Drake. Then I'm feeling more confident about our chances.
Me too. And again, I don't want to put any expectations out there for Darnell Mooney. I am really skeptical about how much he'll actually be able to perform on Sunday. And again, it's not his want to. It's just simply, man, you got a long season. You got to protect guys. And if you run him out there, Mike, run him into the ground the first week, and then he's out, let's just say, 3 or 4 more weeks, was it worth it? Right. I don't know. And I'm not telling you that's going to sacrifice a win or a loss, but you got to be smart. It's what I thought about Jalen Walker, why I had Coach yesterday clearly repeat, he's a full go. He is ready to go. I wanted to make sure he said that because I just don't feel like you run him out there, Mike, with all the time he's missed and put him at jeopardy. Either way, right. If they think he's ready, he'll be on the field on Sunday.
Right, and then we talked about it, you know, as much as Coach Rock could give us some of the – he's not going to spill the tea, but Dave Archer did say that, you know, there's ways you can do things with Bijan Robinson. There's sort of quick hits, getting the ball out. The same thing that, you know, Baker Mayfield kind of does and did against us last year.
Yep.
The ball comes out very quickly. They use the running backs. How much are we going to do that on Sunday?
404-726-0929, guys. We'll let you hear a little bit of that conversation coming up. And also Michael Penix, for those who missed it yesterday. And Mike, again, I said this yesterday when he walked out of the room at the Ticketmaster Studios. The confidence that he exudes, you can see why his teammates feel the way they do about him and taking control of this thing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that just started at camp. I think that started way early, even last year, when he got his opportunity and guys started to see him in the huddle and take the respect and the command of the team the way he did under the Kirk Cousins situation. So I'm feeling really good about Michael Penix. The problem is, and this gets us into some of the breakdown with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their quarterback's really good. And I just don't know why, if you do, don't respect Baker Mayfield. I'm going to read something to you today that came from Jesse Bates, and we know how good Jesse Bates is, right? All-pro safety for our Atlanta Falcons, and I think he's the best safety in the league. But when asked about Baker Mayfield, he said, I think Baker has a lot of say-so over there. He's a hell of a player. I've always been a fan of that dude. People kind of threw him off and threw him under the bus, and then he rose back up. I know he's a gamer. I have a lot of respect for him. And Jesse understands this cat-and-mouse game that's going to happen on Sunday, Mike. He's got new pieces on that offense. He'll be trying to, you know, fool Jesse and Xavier Watson in the back half of our defense, moving guys around and the eyes and all of that stuff. But I just feel like we go into this game, understand Baker Mayfield probably should have beat us twice last year.
Yeah, man, they let us down. I mean, they let themselves down by, you know, that three and out, which gave us a chance to get down the field, to kick the field goal, sent us to overtime. And I talked about the play calling of now the Jacksonville head coach, Liam Cohen. I thought they kind of forgot about their run game down in Tampa. Bucky Irving was getting some big gashes against us, and I just thought that, you know, that game certainly got a little bit tighter than it needed to be. Jesse Bates, think about that, an empty possession. He gets a strip and a fumble. That would have been potentially another score, at least a field goal. So that's the kind of big plays that turned it around for us. But both those games were some of the best games of the year. Kirk Cousins was the offensive player of the week both times.
He was.
Can Michael Penix Jr. answer the bell this time around?
Vita Vea, by the way, missed Bucs practice on Wednesday, apparent foot injury. That could be a big deal. Might not be a big deal. Maybe they realize he'll be good for Sunday. But usually game week, and you know, it's so early in the season. If this was week 12 or 13 and he missed Wednesday, I wouldn't be excited. But the fact that it's so early in the season and he missed, I'm like, okay, is he more injured than what they're leading on? And again, you talk about that cog in that defense, Mike, stopping our run game. He's a big part of that, controlling the line of scrimmage.
Rick Stroud's going to join us, guys, from Tampa Bay Times and give us the latest on the Bucs injuries, because there are as many for their offensive line that are concerning to them as what we've talked about with the right tackle. And now Elijah Wilkinson plugging in for the injured Caleb McGarry and Storm Norton. So we'll talk about just how much injuries play a factor for what they're going to try to do with us, especially on the defensive side. They got a bunch of guys. You mentioned Veda. There's a few others out there as well.
All right, as we break things down today, and we'll continue, our buddy B-Mac's going to join us here. Usually on Fridays he stops by. He's actually traveling. He's doing a game tomorrow or this weekend, so he's on his way on Friday. So we pushed him up, and we're going to get a chance to join him and talk to him about all things NFL-related coming up at 2:40 today. Looking forward to that. I know he's a proud Noel and certainly was excited about what they were able to accomplish. We'll get into that conversation with him as well. By the way, who's Florida State got this weekend?
A school that I did not know existed. SMU played them last week. FSU's got them in Tallahassee. It's Eastern Texas A&M.
I'm sorry?
Or Texas A&M Eastern. Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of schools that are directional or you're not familiar with that are playing this week. There are about maybe half a dozen games of note in the SEC and the Big Ten. We'll talk more about the big matchup with Oklahoma State and Oregon, which is now getting a lot of juice because the two coaches are jawing back and forth. We got a curtain raiser in the SEC for Ole Miss, who got beat by Kentucky last year.
Yep.
But there are some games. Iowa State now doesn't resonate here other than maybe David Archer's household. But there are some interesting games that we'll talk about, man. Oklahoma and Michigan. And Michigan's got a big young quarterback. We got a transfer at Oklahoma State, at Oklahoma, I should say. So there are some – it's not a complete wasteland, Carl, of college football.
Yeah, the Iowa State, look, it may surprise you. I think they're going to be in the college football playoff. This is last year's Indiana. When you look at their quarterback, if he continues to play well, he had a great first game, obviously, over there in Ireland. I think they're not dynamic offensively, but they're really just solid and good across the board. They could easily, in the Big 12, be that team that surprises some people and end up in the college football playoff. And remember, you know, when you start talking about the SEC getting three or four teams and the Big 10 getting three or four teams, all right, the ACC is going to get two. Is the Big 12 going to get two? Is that going to happen this year? Because realistically, last year it was Arizona State, you're our last hope, and then they almost beat Texas in that game here in Atlanta. I just think that is a real possibility. That's why I'm interested in that game. I want to see if they respond after the Ireland win, the Iowa State-Iowa game. All right, man. Today, by the way, we also get a chance to talk to one of our favorite guests, and you guys love her as well, and that's Barbara Dooley. She's going to join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. She gave us some good tidbits last week about the Dogs and talking about her husband's feelings toward NIL and where this thing was going. And she said he's always felt some kind of way. We'll talk to her about now, after getting this first game out of your system with the Dogs. And Mike said it, a lot of cupcakes on the schedule across the board this week. I expect the Dogs to handle business again, guys. Following week, Tennessee, next week, it'll be a different story. I think we can start talking about what they look like in the SEC. But we'll talk to Barbara Dooley coming up here on the show as well. 404-726-0929. It is a big football weekend as we broadcast live from Napa Auto Parts. Mike, tell that story when the guy drove that big 18-wheeler up here a couple of years ago.
Yeah, man, we've been out here 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row, man, on South Side, South Fulton. And first time we were here, it is a four-lane, this part of Jonesboro Road. And all of a sudden, guy in an 18-wheeler just basically parks in the right lane, the number two lane, and just basically hops up, jumps up the hill here, comes up and goes, Dukes and Bell, hey, man. And he was a trucker that basically is Metro Atlanta for the most part, moving around in North Georgia. Loved the show, had to share it with us, and meanwhile stopped up traffic for about 3 miles.
Yeah.
So we had to get
crazy.
It back in the rig and get things moving before the Popo showed up.
You got to get that out of here, player. You got to move that thing. He's blowing the horn. I'm like, come on. But, and again, we don't suggest you do that today because now truckers are like, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. Now, you want to do a convoy, you want to be like, Chris Christopherson, and you want to roll it right up here, man. or you want to be, ice. If you're going to be the Iceman with Burt Reynolds, you got to have a Trans Am that was a blocking car.
Yes.
If you're going to come out here and do that too, man. Right?
We say that to say there are parking spaces once you get here. I think there's more on the side over there by the side of the Napa Auto Parts, and also next door, which I think, is that a farmer's market over there? I think it's a farmer's market. Yeah. And I don't want to tell you guys, you can park over there, because then y'all get a ticket. Y'all be like, hey, Dukes and Bell told us.
As if I just said, I said Iceman, that's Top Gun. Snowman is Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
Of course, sang this tune.
Great song.
Loaded up, man.
Immediately takes me to the movie, right?
Yes. My father, every time we road trip to the Indy 500, we play this coming and going, man.
Hey, man. See, somebody just rolled by in a Chevrolet truck. That's what we're talking about. All right, man, we're coming back. We got a lot to get into. NFL regular season starts tonight, 8:20 on NBC and Peacock. How much do we expect to get from the Cowboys with all the turmoil? We'll jump into that coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to a few guys that have already stopped by. I love when brothers just pull up. Yo, what's up, Dukes and Bell? Man, I got to get back to work.
Right.
Dimitri, thank you so much for stopping by. Brandon, who works for Delta, just stopped by. And also Eric, who just walked into Napa Auto Parts. I don't even know if he's buying anything. He just came out here, wanted to holler at us. Thanks to all the listeners who are going to make their way out here. But those guys, man, they literally just came over, wanted to say hello. The flags are not being handed out. And again, we'll repeat this.
Right.
Until starting at around 5 o'clock. And I want to let you guys know, this is not the only location that the Falcons are doing this at. They are also giving flags away at the Napa Auto Parts in Douglasville today from 5 to 7. All right? So if you are in that area, you can go get your Falcon flags so we can fly these things, man, and be proud of our squad. But that's happening today here at Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Parts in Douglasville.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk, too, as you mentioned, our man Brian McFadden, who's a big part of the postgame celebration down in Tally, and Rick Stroud's going to tell more about the Bucks. You mentioned, you know, what's going on with us, with Elijah Wilkins, inner right tackle. Tristan Wirfs is still questionable, Carl. And you mentioned what's going on with Vita Vea. Cade Otten, who had a couple of touchdowns against us in the game in Tampa. He's been limited, as you say, in Texas with a groin. And, you know, Chris Godwin, there was some confusion whether or not he was going to start the season on IR or not. He isn't, but he is listed as doubtful. So that is very interesting. And Benjamin Morrison, limited in practice, one of their corners. So they're as banged up as perhaps we were, maybe even more so.
I need our young guys to step up, man. That's what this is going to be about. You got all these young cats that are playing, Xavier Watts and Bobby Bowman, and obviously up front. And again, if Jalen Walker's playing as much as we now anticipate him being ready, as Coach said yesterday, need all these young guys to step up. The difference for them, and I'm talking about the Bucks, is their experience. They have a lot of guys, even their absences. All those guys, and most of those guys, were either there for the Tom Brady run in a few years, some of them won Super Bowls with him, and then some of the new pieces are even veterans. They don't have a lot of young players on that defense. So, you know, when you start talking about guys missing on the offense, that's a different deal. But, you know, if they're going to miss one of the best offensive linemen in the games in Wharfs, Mike, that's as big of a deal as us missing our right tackle.
Right.
It
so,
just is.
And I think that Leonard Floyd, we talk so much about, kind of expecting him just kind of step in and do what he does, which is, you know, raise some havoc. But Katie, guys, we talked a lot, you know, about contract years, and there's a big contract we'll get to coming up in the headlines in the NFL for a guy that was taking 6 picks after Troy Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
That's Anderson with an E-N. But, yeah, and look, it's not Troy's fault. It is what it is. Brother can't stay healthy. Nick Benito, I'll spill the beans on that. 4 years, $120 million extension, $70 million is guaranteed for a guy who's had 23 sacks, including the breakout, 13.5 last year, Carl.
Yeah.
Again, a guy we could have had. 6 picks after we went with the cute story out of Montana State, you know, a combine darling, as opposed to a guy coming out of a big program like Oklahoma.
Yeah, look, it's a testament to Nick, but it's also, you know, the Broncos, the reason why the Broncos are going to be good, guys, they've drafted well. I mean, again, when you go to the playoffs after paying a guy off to get out of town and Russell Wilson, and you still go to playoffs with a rookie quarterback, it screams you drafted well.
Right.
I hope in a few years we're having that conversation about James Pierce Jr. and Jalen. Have they done enough, Mike, to command that kind of contract
right.
in 3 years now with the Falcons? That's what we're hoping. We're hoping we found those guys. But the Broncos defensively are stout, and they're going to be a problem, man. I'm not going to tell you they're going to win the AFC, but they are going to be a problem for a lot of teams, and they gave us fits last year when we went out there.
It was certainly Bo Nix. Bo Nix, like a lot of rookie quarterbacks, had a couple of games to start the season that were forgettable, and then all of a sudden things started to click. Sean Payton wrote him hard, and then he responded, and then he just aired it out against us, made us look silly. By the way, speaking of which, I got him in my fantasy team.
Who's that?
Bo Nix.
You do?
Yeah, took him at round 8.
Okay.
I went all with wide receivers and everything. Got my Trey McBride from Arizona, my tight end.
So you feel loaded outside of quarterback?
Yes, I do. And matter of fact, I went and I did what I said I was going to do. I went and I got Drake London at my wide receiver. So I stayed away from McCaffrey. But, yeah, man, I'm stoked. I was very satisfied. Now, of course, you know what that means.
What's that?
It means probably not going to make the playoffs. You feel good. I got a B+. Becky got an F. She forgot to draft the defense.
What?
Apparently the cats were on the computer screen when she was trying to.
Was
draft.
She? In, was she? I don't know. Was she with you when you got?
No, I was upstairs. She was downstairs.
Oh, and so you separate.
Yeah. One of the
so you were trying to help your wife.
One of the deals was the house. I get to have a drum set if she got the nicer office.
Okay.
That was again. As Day-Day can tell you, marriage is about sacrifice. But anyway, yeah. So she's got the better office. She's downstairs. So yeah, she. She was doing some curious things with her draft. I'll get into it in guy talk, and you can grade it.
Yeah, I'm curious, man.
She's like, they gave me an F. I'm like, you forgot a defense, honey.
Well, there's some available, just probably not the top 10 right
now. She went and got Lions off the waivers.
Oh, that's not bad.
So she's okay.
Look, the Lions were decimated with injuries last year. Again,
right.
we forget they shouldn't have even gotten as far as they did. They had, like, street free agents playing at the end of the year. All those guys are back
Hodges
and healthy.
Is back, right?
Lions defense, if the coordinator can do what Aaron Glenn did last year, they're going to be good. So that's not a bad pick for Becky. Nice job, Becky. Don't listen to your husband. Hey, man, want to mention this. And by the way, Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Amari Cooper's retiring.
Yeah, so if you drafted Amari Cooper in the 14th round last night, you want to just drop him now.
He's done. He had been struggling to ramp up since re-signing last week with the Raiders.
Right.
And today literally was like, I'm out. 3 days before the opener. Now, again, I don't know how much they put on his plate. Five-time Pro Bowler. I will tell you guys this. He went to Cleveland, and he did nothing.
Now, that's your heart's not in it. And we've seen guys, look, at least now better now than mid-season. Right? I mean, look what happened with Devondre Campbell last year with the 49ers.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, that's just like, whoa, come on, dude. You got to see this thing through. But if he wasn't feeling it, he's going to step away. Don't know if that means it's forever, but at least for now, he's out.
Yeah. And again, reports coming. Amari Cooper, his tenure is over. He's retiring. And it's funny, man, because when he got traded from the Cowboys, everybody thought that was a mistake. Maybe we'll be looking back at this Micah Parsons thing as maybe not as big a mistake as some people think it is.
I mean, if he can't play with a busted-up back, I mean, then the Packers are going to have to revisit this. And, look, I don't know. I never heard anything about his back. If you're Jerry, I'll stick with what we said earlier in the week. You feel you can't get to a contract with this man, you trade him before the draft because you can get a bidding war. And you can get even more than you got from Green Bay. So I still think Jerry's a nitwit, but the back thing is certainly giving some Packers fans a bit of pause, right?
Yeah, he may get a shot to attempt to play. And part of this is, Mike, you know, now that he signed his deal, there is pressure on Micah to deliver. Like, but the problem is, it's not now. He's got to deliver in the playoffs. He's got to deliver sacks and turnovers and strip sacks and all the things I talk about that he should at the edge position. But, yeah, man, we'll see how that goes and where that goes. But that's news today out of the NFL. More on the league coming up at 4 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, should I say, as we go around the league in our 4th-and-1 segment. Braves last night beat the Cubs, Mike, 5-1.
Yeah, Ha-Sung Kim, welcome to Atlanta, or at least we'll see you in Atlanta. But in Chicago, man, he just made a huge impact. Saw the post-game interview with the translator. And, look, it's an audition for the Braves. And they've got an option, player option.
If he looks like this, keep him.
Yeah, because imagine having some home run pop. Now, not his calling card necessarily. He's a gold glover. But he can play third base. He can play shortstop. And he shows you the occasional pop, which was on display last night.
Yeah,
I like it.
I did, too. 5-1 was the final score. Again, watching the Braves. And, you know, we're just, again, progress, man. And situations like this with Kim. Can he show us between now and the end of the season that this is a trade that we may not think much about right now because we're not going anywhere. But as we get to next season or spring training and you go, you know what, we have some better options than we had last season, that's going to be the main thing because, again, I don't think this is where you spend your money. Go spend your money where we need to spend it, Mike. Go get the resources at starting pitching where we need to get our resources. This is a good move if he pans out. Because, again, the contract and what you're inheriting versus going out and trying to find a guy that you're going to spend $100 million on makes no sense.
Yeah, they're on the hook for $2 million of his contract this season, but they claimed him off waivers. And I was surprised. Look, I guess the injury frustrated Tampa Bay or whatever their thoughts was about the salary, the contract, the option next year. They moved on, but makes a hell of an impression. So, guys, there's little things. Like we're pivoting to football, certainly, but that's one of the things Braves fans can keep an eye on to see if he keeps producing, in which case now maybe you got an upgrade at the shortstop position.
All right, no doubt. We get football tonight. We mentioned it. NFL regular season kicks off. What are we going to get from the Cowboys? First of all, I just want a good game. Okay? Keep me interested. Don't have me sleep at 11 when this is a blowout and Philly fans are acting like they act. Can the Cowboys keep this close? And do you even give them a shot to win this game being an 8.5-point underdog?
I mean, is Dak going to be a $60 million man? I mean, that's where it has to be happening. And you gotta validate that contract. Part of the reason Micah Parsons isn't here is because they wasted all that money on you. So, Dak, do your job. Stay healthy. Stay upright. As you said, we haven't seen him since November 3rd of last year when he got busted up by the Falcons, you know, the leg. So, use your new wide receiver weapon with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. You know what you got with him. You got a good tight end. Running game is a bit suspect, though.
No doubt.
And, hey, and Eagles, hey, man, I think Saquon Barkley picks up where he left off. We're going to see the corners. That's the one thing where maybe Dallas has some success. The new-look secondary to a degree that was tweaked by the Eagles.
Hey, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day, man. That's Damian Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, guys. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. B-Mac joins us. He's still glowing about that win for Florida State. Is Knowles the talk right now, or at least one of the big conversations in college football? We'll talk about that, but we'll also get his thoughts on week one. It's here in the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
B-Mac, where you at? B-Mac. Last night, B-Mac shared part with you. He wanted to say one quick thing.
For y'all who wasn't with us yesterday, I said praise is is like perfume. It's poison. You can sniff it, but don't drink it. Don't drink it. It will kill you. Don't you drink. Don't you drink that praise. Because as quick as they can talk good about you, they're going to hate you just the fastest. So now celebrate. Get back to the basics next week. And let them know. Tomorrow. And let them know. Y'all ain't drinking the praise.
Yes, sir.
Ain't drinking the praise.
Don't you drink it.
Yeah.
That was after the game, man. Big shout out to B-Mac. And, of course, he joins us on a weekly basis. He's been a part of our show for years now. And we're proud of the work he does on CBS as an NFL analyst. But that's at his heart right there, what you just heard. That happened in Alabama, upset. B-Mac, man, were you down there for a few days to be with the team? Obviously, and Coach called you out there after the game. Describe the situation of what went down.
Well, yeah, I was down there Thursday. So I was there Thursday. I got a chance to tour some of the new upgrades to the stadium on Friday. And I spoke to the team actually on Friday afternoon, during what we have, what we call a legacy walk. When any other alum come back, you know, we walk the length of the football field. We all introduce ourselves. And, you know, they had me to speak. And I spoke then to the guys then about, you know, the belief and just believing in your ability, and whatever happened last year is over. Let's go ahead and make some new history. And I told them, you know, when they win, I didn't say if, because I don't believe in speaking in possibilities. I want to speak in being confident that whatever you're trying to make happen will happen. I said, when you guys win, everybody's going to talk differently about you. Everybody's going to praise you. Everybody's going to say Florida State is here. They're ACC championship level team. I said, don't drink it. Don't fall into the hype. And so that was basically the follow-up from what you guys just played. Coach Novell wanted me to address the team again and just reiterate that, you know, reiterate the little things because, you know, people forget about the bad things when you do something great. But as soon as you start believing that you're as great as they're saying you are, sometimes it can kind of go overlooked and you can kind of fall into a little hole here or there. And that's all I was just reiterating. That's it. Mm.
And BMAC, before we get to the NFL, everyone talking about certainly Gus Malzahn, and gotta love Tommy Castellano saying what he said about no saving to back there to protect them, to save them, and he backs it up. I thought the job Tony White did with the defense was pretty masterful too. I mean, the physicality of FSU against Bama was on display.
It looked different, right? I mean, right. You had guys playing with bad intentions out there. You had guys that were trying to physically inflict their will on the opposing player, you know, that had on an Alabama jersey. And the thing I love about Tony White is that he just effaced the running game out of Alabama's offensive game plan. And you guys know this. If you can't run the football, you have no sense of balance. It's going to be hard for you to be successful for four quarters. And that's what Tony White has instilled. And look, that's when you look at his track record going back to Nebraska, you know, that's who he is as a coach. He finds different ways to be able to neutralize and make opposing offenses play with their left hand, especially their right hand type of style. And that's what we saw from Alabama. Now it's about building on to the next one. Continue to have this type of consistency because, you know, you can look great 1 week and look like a flop the next week. Let's see exactly what they have in store moving forward.
No doubt. Let's shift gears. We get Cowboys-Eagles tonight. Look, we're into gambling because it's what we do. 8.5-point favorite is a lot of points, B. We're talking about the National Football League. I don't care what you think a team is. It is rare in the NFL where you get a blowout in week one. That's what this feels like. It feels like everybody's just going, Cowboys are dumb. They screwed up. They traded Micah. We don't know enough about them. The Eagles are better than everybody else, and they're going to win by 2 touchdowns. Do you believe that?
It's hard in divisional matchups, man. You know, when it comes to NFL divisional matchups, they're like rivalries in college football. You have to throw records and resumes out of the window because anything can happen, and oftentimes those games are very, very close. To your point, Carl, you don't know exactly what you're going to see from Dallas. They have a new offensive coordinator. They have a new defensive coordinator in Matt Eberflus. Yes, no Michael Parsons is there, but schematically speaking, you don't know what you're going to see. And one thing I can say about the Dallas Cowboys, I was there during training camp, and I saw them up close and personal. If they protect Dak Prescott, Dak Prescott is going to have a really, really good year this year because he has a bunch of dudes in the passing game that could make his life much easier than he's ever experienced throughout his professional career. So to your point, it's hard to say, yes, they can cover that 8.5 depending on where you're shopping. The more comfortable line for me, guys, is the total. I like the over. Remember what we saw last year in week one for Philly against Green Bay. They unleashed Saquon Barkley. We saw a bunch of points come from either side, and that was an entertaining game. I wouldn't be surprised to see that type of affair happen tonight when you look at the arsenal that is surrounding Dak Prescott offensively with the Cowboys. And we know what Philly has in store in terms of their ability to run the football and throwing around the yard with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
As a defensive back, a secondary player, what do you make of the changes there? Because, you know, Hassan Reddick's down in Tampa, and we talked about, you know, losing some of like Darius Slay and put some of the younger guys up. Now, Cooper DeJean is everybody's sort of darling. He gets a bigger role now on that defense. Can you see Dak exploiting any of that?
Potentially, because the thing is, you talked about a year ago. Darius Slay, even though he's older, he still played really, really good football. Quinyon Mitchell is now CB1. Hooper DeJean is that nickel guy, so he's always playing in this inside. Now, Adoree Jackson, a journeyman in the National Football League, he takes over for Darius Slay. Can he uphold the standard? Because Quinyon Mitchell is that guy that a lot of teams might not target as much because of his skill set. But when you look at tonight's matchup, George Pickens against whoever, Dak Prescott trusts George Pickens. And we will get a great indicator about Adoree Jackson and his ability to live up to the standard there in Philly playing opposite of Quinyon Mitchell. And that could be a matchup you need to monitor because if any time there's a one-on-one situation with Adoree Jackson and George Pickens, you know exactly where Dak Prescott is going with the football.
And by the way, for guys wondering, what about Kelee Ringo-Carl? Quad injury. So that's why he's banged up, not in the conversation.
Yep. Mm.
Buccaneers are a Super Bowl quality team. I hate to say it, B, but it's the truth. If they are healthy, you know it. If they're healthy, that's what this is. But it's not right now. It's week one. Give me your thoughts on the Falcons' opportunity at home with Michael Penix under center, taking on this Buccaneers team that has all the makings of another playoff run.
You know, similar to what I said about the Cowboys and the Eagles, you know, divisional matchups, you got to throw records and resumes out of the window. Regardless of the additions you made coaching-wise or personnel-wise, throw it out of the window. Correct me if I'm wrong, Atlanta, you know, they got the best of Tampa in Atlanta a year ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And these two teams, you guys know the history of these two teams. There usually is a split. You rarely see a clean sweep between these two teams. There's usually a split. If I'm Atlanta, you got to come out swinging. This could really be a tone setter for your entire season if you come out and you deliver one on the chin to Tampa. There's some injuries on both sides, right? We talked about the right side of the offensive line for Atlanta. Heck, what about the number two and the number three pass catcher for Tampa? You know, no Chris Godwin and Jalen McMillan, who really surfaced to be a really good playmaker. He's not participating. So it puts more pressure on the rookie, Emeka Abuka, along with Mike Evans. So, I mean, the question that I'm looking for, guys, can Atlanta's secondary hold up? That's the question I'm looking for. You talk about two rookies starting in the secondary, along with A.J. Terrell. You know, we always felt that could be a concern defensively. Can they stand up and deliver when they need to deliver? Because we know Baker is going to throw it around the yard.
Isn't that about that complimentary football we keep talking about, that front seven's got to get after it? And, again, we're going to see Jalen Walker. Apparently he's good to go, Coach told us yesterday.
This is why you drafted Jalen as high as you did. This is why you traded up back in the first to go get James Pierce. For these type of matchups, because for Atlanta to be relevant in the National Football League, you got to be relevant in your division. And who is Atlanta chasing in the division? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got them week one. You got them in the crib. You want to send a message to the entire NFC South? Send one Sunday.
That's a great point, B. I mean, sending the message is beating them soundly. And I think, you know, if you do that, I think you'll raise a lot of eyebrows around the National Football League. All right, man, let's talk about the Steelers. Neither one of these teams want to talk about their past, right? Jets don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers don't want to talk about being a Jet, and vice versa. What happens in this first matchup, and is KC going to be out there?
Listen, this matchup, me personally, I love the Steelers. And these are the type of matchups the Steelers will win. You know, potentially an ugly, slow-type ball game, defensive-oriented. This is what the Steelers do. Yes. So I like the Steelers in this matchup. I think their defense is going to be stout. And you talked about Hayward. I think he's going to be out there. I think he will be out there. I haven't heard anything differently. This is week one, man. This is where you want to set the tone. And he's a leader in the locker room and outside the locker room. I don't see him not participating.
What about the Chargers and the Chiefs? And that's the Friday night game. That's the one on YouTube, right, Carl?
It is.
So did they get enough? Keenan Allen is back with the Chargers. Do they have enough weapons? We know about Ladd McConkey from Georgia. Everybody's talking about the run game. Matter of fact, Omarion, I drafted the new running back, so I'm pretty stoked to see him in action. But the physicality of the Chargers against the Chiefs, or the Chiefs, after that humiliation by the Eagles, start on a new campaign, get back on track.
I mean, it's hard to go against the Kansas City Chiefs. It is. Especially in September football, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, they're one of the best to ever do it, duo-wise, in September football. But to your point, Mike, the Chargers, have they done enough to improve the pass catcher position? Because a year ago, it was nothing but Ladd McConkey, right? You brought in Keenan Allen, but this is a Keenan Allen that's towards the end of his career. This is not the six-year-ago Keenan Allen. So can they deliver in terms of the passing game? We know they're going to try to win the football with Amarion Hampton. I also drafted Amarion Hampton as well in one of my fantasy leagues, but they got to find a way to establish the passing game. And this is another trend. This is another divisional matchup in week one, man. So I think this will be a close ball game. And one thing I know about the Chargers, they're not afraid of the Chiefs. They just have had issues finishing in the Chiefs when they've had them on the brink.
Yeah, I look, it's going to be fascinating as we go around the league with Brian McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers and a proud Florida State Seminole. Of course, the video's out there if you missed it, and you heard us come into the segment where B was addressing the team after that big Alabama win. Ravens-Bills, maybe the best game of the weekend. It's Sunday night. Last time we saw these two teams, Josh Allen threw for like a buck 30, and they won. And they ran the ball down the Ravens' throat, and it's like, okay, what's improved? Have the Bills done enough to take the next step to get to a Super Bowl? Or are the Ravens going to be that team to maybe dethrone the Chiefs? What do you think happened Sunday night?
Okay, so when you talk about the Bills doing enough, the issue for the Bills defensively, especially in playoff football, was the interior defensive front. They were a bit undersized, and they had issues stopping the run.
Yep.
What you saw from Brandon Bean, the GM, he brought in big bodies, along with bringing Bosa to the forefront as well. So they really improved the defensive front with size and playmakers. That should help in a matchup like Sunday night where they're facing off against a run-oriented offense that run the football extremely well with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. I got to take the home team in this matchup, guys. And I can tell you this much, I can see this being a 30-27 type of affair. I think both offenses led by their quarterbacks will generate points, but I'm going to side with the home team in this matchup and Josh Allen. I think they have enough. You know the atmosphere is going to be electric. You know how week one games are in the NFL. People are fired up. They're going to be extremely intoxicated, especially there in Buffalo. So that plays a part in terms of the momentum, and I side with Buffalo with this matchup.
And, B, just to bring it back to the big news from earlier in the week with Micah Parsons, I mean, the back thing, is that how concerned are you about that? Because all of a sudden Jerry Jones doesn't look like such a nitwit.
I know, right? When you talk about Jerry Jones and some of the backlash he's received, maybe Jerry knew something. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I've heard different things about Micah saying that he got to receive an epidural shot or something like that.
Right.
If you got to do that week one, I mean, it's going to be hard for your back to improve when you're playing every week and you play a violent sport. So I guess this is something to monitor because clearly it sounds like Green Bay wasn't aware of this when everything came to an agreement. But to your point, old Jerry might not be the Jerry that everyone was criticizing in terms of how this deal will shake out for either side.
Yeah, look, team building is one thing. Paying stars is another. And if you're ever going to get to the point where you're really competitive – you got to pay more than just three guys. That part I agree with on. It's just the process of how
right.
we did it and how this all went down. B, real quick, just some quick fire stuff with you. Who's your MVP this year? Regular season MVP. Who you got?
Oh, my regular season MVP. Who did I just said that. Hold on, I got you real quick.
Okay.
Let me go on my notes for my
because this is the time of year to make your call. Yeah.
I go Joe Burrow.
My man. That's where I'm at. I think Joe Burrow's going to have the MVP kind of season. Now, I don't know if that means winning a Super Bowl, but I'm with you. Last year, he was so damn good, and I think this year he's coming back on a mission. I don't think they start off slow either. They get the Browns on Sunday. When we talk about the surprise of the year, what team takes the step that you don't expect this season?
Oh, the team that takes steps no one sees. Oh, that's a good one. I'll go with the Giants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Good defense.
Hear me out, Mike Carl. The reason why I'm going the Giants is because they have the hardest schedule, if not one of the hardest schedules in the National Football League. Their over-under is set at 5. The only team that has a lower season total is the New Orleans Saints at 4-4 to hook. So clearly the Giants are supposed to flop. And I can tell you this much. I've been saying this all week. They got Washington Sunday. That could be a very intriguing matchup where the Giants could sneak one out. I understand they're a big underdog. When you look at that defensive front they have with the Fantastic Four, Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, and Dexter Lawrence, they can go get out there that passer. So I'll go to the Giants because of their season total being so low.
Yeah, I think you're right about that as well. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. B, we got to run, man. Great work. And, again, congratulations on, you know, being recognized as a guy that got a chance to speak to the team and then to have it pay off the dividends it did. We'll see what Florida State, you know, does not only this week but the rest of the season, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, you can sniff that perfume, but don't drink it. It's for you.
Right on.
Hey, Falcons, y'all pull one out. No, hey, that praise. Don't drink that praise.
Right on, baby.
Good stuff. Brian McFadden. Hey, man, coming up, we will continue to go around the league and talk about some of the storylines, including Tua's relationship with Tyreek Hill. That is on the way. We'll go behind enemy lines. Rick Stroud joins us next hour at 3:20. The latest on the injuries with Tampa, and what do they expect to do against the Falcons coming up on Sunday. We're live in Morrow, guys, at the Napa Auto Parts right here off of Jonesboro Road. Come by and see us. Falcons will be handing out flags from 5 to 7 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.